I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
I honestly think you ought to sit down calmly. Take a stress pill and think things over.
Welcome to Web Talk with Bob, and today's broadcast. Would you like to turn $5 million into $2 billion in less than 24 months? Well, I sure would. Whether I had $5 million or not, I wouldn't mind that kind of return on investment. Well, I know somebody who did that, and I'm going to talk about how they did it, and I'm going to give you a couple of points at the end, which might make you realize you can do it too. Now, I've always said life is a random walk, but you be the judge. About 7 years ago, in fact, in December of 2002, I had the privilege of meeting with Dennis Hite. Dennis is a corporate executive vice president, or was, of Science Application International Corporation. They're a $6 billion a year, 50,000 employee company. Their claim to fame, among other things, that they primarily do research for people like the government. They were founded by a well-known entrepreneur named Dr. Robert Beister, B-E-Y-S-T-E-R. And if you Google up Beister, you'll see some fantastic information about this wonderful entrepreneur. Well, anyway, I'm sitting in Mr. Hite's office in La Jolla, California, and I asked him a question. I said, in 1995, you bought Network Solutions. Is that correct? He said, yes, we bought them in 1995. Well, why did you buy Network Solutions? And he replied, well, we anticipated that there might be rapid growth in the Internet, so Network Solutions was up for sale. I believe at that time it was owned by the federal government, and no one wanted to buy it. And so I said, well, what did Network Solutions do in 1995? Well, he replied, they were the company that issued URL domain names. And they weren't issuing that many domain names then because, as you might remember, in 1995, the Internet wasn't that popular and there wasn't that many domain names actually being issued. A domain name, of course, as you know, is a web address. So in 1995, the government was trying to spin off Network Solutions and they called SAIC. I don't know all the details of that, but fundamentally, SAIC went out and visited Network Solutions in Washington, D.C. And they found out they were doing a few million dollars a year. They had 50 or 60 extremely knowledgeable research scientists, and they were primarily losing money issuing these URL names. But SAIC went ahead and purchased them. So I asked Dennis, I said, Dennis, why'd you buy them? What was the reason? He said, well, we had no idea the Internet was going to grow as big as it was, but we thought there were 50 or 60 very smart, knowledgeable scientists near Washington, D.C. Maybe we could apply for some more federal grants and build a big business getting more federal grant money. Well, folks, here is the rest of the story in typical Paul Harvey style. Or as close as I can get to it. In 1997, 2 years after SAIC purchased Network Solutions for $5 million, they received a wire transfer to their bank account. That's SAIC received this money of $1.8 billion. Yes, because Network Solutions went public. At the time of the public offering, SAIC made $1.8 billion. Later, a few years later, they sold the remaining interest they owned in Network Solutions to Verio for another $700 million. So think of it. In less than 4 years, they went from investing $5 million for the purchase of Network Solutions to making $2.3 billion. Well, who knows what it would be worth if the government had kept it. Maybe it wouldn't be worth anywhere near what it was today, but it's quite of an amazing thing. But here's the point. Remember, SAIC made this purchase not because they were optimistic or omnipotent about forecasting the future of the net. They bought it because they thought the people would do something great. They weren't sure what. Now, these are very sophisticated people in SAIC. These are professional lawyers or professional business people. They're very knowledgeable, and yet they candidly admit No one knew, and certainly not them, the internet was going to be as big as it was. It's a wonderful story, and there is a point to it, among other things, that maybe there is a certain amount of random walk to it, but you have to give yourself an opportunity to succeed, and that's what SAIC did. They reached out. They reached out to something that wasn't totally familiar with them because they didn't know anything about issuing domain names. They didn't know that Network Solutions was going to grow from issuing a few thousand URL names a month to tens of hundreds of thousands, each time getting $35 or $40 for each registration. They didn't know that at the time they bought them, but they bought them anyway. In other words, they invested in the game. They got started. They didn't stand back. They did something. And if there is another message there, it's that they invested in people, not product. They didn't know that much about the product, but they thought the people were smart. The people would eventually do something fantastic. And I've seen this many times where the initial product fails, but the people that we invest in keep going, and they make the whole activity a success. Now, that's how one company turned $5 million into over $2 billion in a few short years. You and I probably don't have $5 million to invest, but we might have a few thousand. If we do not step forward and place our bets, make our investments in other people, or maybe ourselves, we'll never get any return. It's for sure that if we don't get to the plate, to use a baseball analogy, we will never get any hits. So if you want to get to the plate, make your investments. Keep your eyes open and look around, because it may just be you, the next person, that makes a small investment and gets a return of several hundred times his investment in a few short years. That's all for today. Welcome to spending a few minutes with Web Talk with Bob. Thanks for joining me. Remember, go to our website, www.webtalkwithbob.com. Sign up for these future broadcasts. We're here to learn, inform, educate, inspire, and motivate. Glad you spent some time with us today. Have a nice day. Signing off, Bob Sherwood, Web Talk with Bob. You have been listening to a broadcast brought to you by Web Talk with Bob. If you'd like to hear more of our broadcasts, podcasts, interviews, and audios from our radio show, go to www.webtalkwithbob.com. Our website will allow you to follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our broadcasts that can be synced up to your iPhone or other smartphone, and you can follow us on our radio show. Thanks for listening. It's Bob Sherwood.